Support for this podcast and the following message come from Dignity Memorial. When your celebration of life is prepaid today, your family is protected tomorrow. Planning ahead is truly one of the best gifts you can give your family. For additional information, visit dignitymemorial.com.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
From MaximumFun.org and NPR, it's Bullseye. Time now for the song that changed my life. A chance for musicians and artists to tell us about the song that made them who they are. Joining us today is a musician who wrote a song that I'm willing to bet changed the lives of more than a few of our listeners. Yes, that's right. It's Lisa Loeb, creator of one of the biggest hits of the 90s, Stay. That song kicked off Lisa's career. She followed it with a handful of hit singles, hit albums, even a Grammy-winning children's record.
You can shimmy, you can wiggle, you can shake until you giggle, you can sway from side to side. You can shimmy, you can wiggle, you can shake until you giggle, you can sway from side to side. Let me see you wiggle. Let me see you wiggle.
Lisa Loeb has also hosted cooking shows, entertainment shows, has appeared in movies like House on Haunted Hill and Hot Tub Time Machine 2. She has her own coffee line, her own line of eyewear. And of course she has her own line of eyewear. And now Lisa Loeb is contributing her talents to the podcast world. She's starring in the new show Power Trip. It's a bonkers sounding fiction podcast about black market organ transplants, conspiracies, and the real world consequences of giving humans superpowers. The show also stars Tatiana Maslany as Jane, one of the superpowered people. Lisa Loeb plays her mom, who knows about the superpowers, but is also, you know, a mom.
Oh, sorry. I've got plans this weekend.
Well, wait a minute. What plans?
The kind where I'm an adult and don't have to tell my mommy about them.
It sure is loud there. Oh, are you on a date?
I am, actually. I'm just waiting for him.
Well, let me tell you one thing. Don't wait longer than 15 minutes. Well, 20 if he's a doctor.
Okay, thanks, Mom. He's here. I gotta go.
But what about...
When we asked Lisa Loeb about the song that changed her life, she gave it a lot of thought. She narrowed down her options from dozens and dozens of massively important tunes to arrive at what I think we can all agree is an absolute banger, Chuck E's In Love by the legendary Ricky Lee Jones. Here's Lisa.
The first time I heard Chuck E's In Love by Ricky Lee Jones was probably in Dallas in 1979, probably around when it came out onto the radio in April. Oh my gosh, I could totally imagine sitting in the back seat of the station wagon. You know, the ones with the fake wood paneling? I'm wearing my Love It blue jeans with appliques of like a tube of lipstick on the back pocket, or maybe rainbow suspenders like Mork and Mindy. And then out of nowhere, I mean, come on. This is a classic. It stops you in your tracks.
How come you don't come PLP with me?
And her voice, so much attitude and yet kind of laid back at the same time. Storytelling, it just takes me somewhere else, away from those popular TV shows at the time and into some kind of big city, like it feels like New York City or Los Angeles in the summer. When I first heard the song, I feel like there was a lot of disco that I really, really loved, like Bad Girls and Hot Stuff by Donna Summer. I want some hot stuff, baby, this evening. Gotta have some hot stuff, gotta have some love tonight. Blondie, Knock on Wood by Gloria Gaynor, Ring My Bell by Anita Ward. You know, there was a lot of really great disco on the radio that was on that 70s kind of pop radio. And so to hear the groove of Chucky's in Love, come on. To hear the instrumentation and the space and the rhythm and the groove and then the attitude in her voice, it just struck me. And so hearing a song like Chucky's in Love, it was a grown-up story. And I love the kind of run-on sentences, the groove that keeps continuing, you hear it. And the backup harmonies. You get this kind of R&B backup harmonies that have that Doppler effect. She's really great at having Doppler effect in her records, you know, where it kind of sounds like it's getting closer and then getting farther away. For people who don't know Ricky Lee Jones, she was one of the best songwriters and singers and performers who first came to prominence in the 1970s, but still makes music all the way up through today. In fact, I recently read Ricky Lee Jones's autobiography called Last Chance Texaco, and it's one of the best autobiographies I've ever read. She's just such an amazing storyteller. She worked with some of the great studio musicians, great producers like Russ Titelman. She had a voice that was not folky, even though a lot of people associate her sometimes with other folky people at the time, like Joni Mitchell. She had more of a blues background and a standards background, and she was a great pianist and guitar player, but she's just one of the most amazing songwriters that ever lived. Some of the things that stood out most for me from the song were a few of the lyrics really popped out. It's like the big question, what is it going on with Chucky? What's going on with Chucky? And it's like, oh, Chucky's in love, huh? And as a kid, you're like, oh, Chucky's in love. Whoa, he's even combed his hair. That means something serious is going on with this guy, Chucky, you know? And then also, I remember the line sticking out after the amazing bridge. She had that great bridge where it breaks down to just the acoustic guitar. And it's like, is he here?
Is he here? I look in the pool hall. Well, is he here? I look in the drugstore. Is he here? No, he don't come here no more. What's up? Oh Christ, I think he's even cold, yes, yeah. Is that her?
And then it comes out with this big lyric, "Don't you know?" And I thought, oh, she sounds like Chucky. And so it just had so much mystery. It would just draw me right in.
Don't you know Chucky?
One of the reasons that inspired me, it was almost like my future was being painted when I heard this song, because she had this song that really broke the mold of what you heard on the radio. And she was a woman, but you didn't think of her as like, oh, it's a woman singer. It was just Ricky Lee Jones, the gal with the beret and the cigarette on the cover of her first album called Ricky Lee Jones. It was not written as a hit. It was written as a great song, as an expression of what a story that she had to tell about a guy named Chucky. Ricky Lee Jones talks a lot about her own personal life in her songs, but she's so poetic, and she really captures images in an unbelievable way. I think the quality of the recording, the performances, the storytelling, and even though it was so sort of sophisticated and deep, it really still came across very boldly on the radio in 1979, which is really interesting because at that time you had huge hits on the radio. You know, songs like My Sharona by The Knack. You had the Bee Gees and Do You Think I'm Sexy by Rod Stewart. But still, this Ricky Lee Jones song, it was so unique. I think the song made me learn about myself that you can make really unique music and make your own choices about who you are and what you want to express, and you can connect with so many people, even if you're not trying to write a hit song. Chucky's in Love by Ricky Lee Jones changed my life because as a kid, it made me feel like I had a glimpse into a grown-up world, a glimpse into storytelling, songwriting, performing at its best. And it took me someplace different than I had ever been just by hearing the song.
Lisa Love on the song that changed her life, Chucky's in Love by Ricky Lee Jones. As we mentioned before, Lisa Loeb will be starring alongside Tatiana Maslany in the dark comedy podcast Power Trip, the first episode of which drops July 21st. We'll have a link to it on the Bullseye page at MaximumFun.org. Oh, and as if she wasn't busy enough, Lisa has her own daily radio show. It's called Stay. It's an hour of 90s music and interviews on Sirius XM. You can give it a listen there. Let's go out on another song by Lisa. This comes from her 2020 album, A Simple Trick to Happiness. This is Sing Out.
I was trying too hard to fit in, make me feel like I belong to something. But it hurt in my heart, hiding a part of who I am. I was wasting my days down on myself, down on my life and everyone else. I thought they would understand, but it wasn't about them, it's my parade.
Bullseye is created from the homes of me and the staff of Maximum Fun in and around greater Los Angeles, California. Although, as I record this, I am preparing to head to the Big Apple, New York City, to perform at Lincoln Center. Probably will already have done it by the time you hear this. I am very excited. Thanks to Lincoln Center for inviting Judge John Hodgman and me. Our show is produced by Speaking Into Microphones. Our senior producer is Kevin Ferguson. Our producers are Jesus Ambrosio and Richard Roby. Our production fellow at Maximum Fun is Tabitha Myers. We get booking help from Mara Davis. Our interstitial music is by Dan Wally, also known as DJW. Our theme music is by the Go Team. It's called Huddle Formation. Thanks to the Go Team for sharing it with us, along with their label, Memphis Industries. Bullseye can also be found on YouTube, Twitter, and Facebook. You can follow us there. And I think that's about it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign-off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR. La, 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 la.
Taylor Swift has dropped a new album. She is the biggest pop star in the world, and everything she does makes news.
I gasped. I was like, oh my God, I've been there, and you can identify with it.
For a breakdown of Taylor Swift and her new album, The Tortured Poets Department, listen to the Pop Culture Happy Hour podcast from NPR.
There are a lot of issues on voters' minds right now. Six big ones could help decide the election. Guns, reproductive rights, immigration, the economy, healthcare, and the wars overseas. On the Consider This podcast from NPR, we will unpack the debates on these issues and what's at stake. You can listen to NPR's Consider This wherever you get your podcasts.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beat. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.